T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
All right, this is Ashley Monroe. I'm Good at Leaving, the name of the song. Number 24 on Jeff's Top 100 list. Tomorrow we start the countdown with the Top 20. One thing I've learned about Jeff Lutz in the past couple of years doing this show, I think he's a country music fan. I think that's now his preferred genre of music.
Yeah, that started right. I got in on just the beginnings of that, and he tried to sort of convert me, and I'll never be converted because that's my least favorite type of music. So he'll never get me to country. So
it's strange.
Good luck with that.
It's hard to figure out. 869-1240. We are attempting to get with Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. What's that?
You got voicemail.
We'll work on it. If there's one thing Max Power does, he's relentless in his pursuit.
He's working on it.
No question. We'll see what happens. So later today, were you in on it? He's got another Jason Eadie song coming up in his top 100.
I'm not surprised.
Were you aware of Jason Eadie? When did that happen?
He kind of said, "Hey, you should listen to this guy." And it's not that I dislike Jason Eadie specifically. It's just that I grew up in small towns in Kansas, especially Southeast Kansas. That is a barren wasteland for music. If you're on the radio, this is pre-internet, and so you're stuck with basically oldies, which was fine, or country. And so I got turned off at a really young age to country, and I've never been turned back on, and I don't think I ever will, because I found other music that's better.
So he would call it Americana or folk music.
Yeah.
He's reluctant to use the term country, and there's nothing wrong. There's some country music that I like. And I like Jason Eadie. I actually went to see him in Oklahoma City, and it was good.
Now
Jeff's planning to go to Fort Smith, Arkansas, Denton, Texas. He's been to Red River, New Mexico, Oklahoma City twice, Omaha, chasing Jason Eadie around the Midwest.
Well, he used to chase the Eagles.
But now he chases the Eagles.
Now, I know. I'm just saying he's got to chase someone is my point.
I'm taking out my frustration on you.
He's got to chase somebody. I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining it. There's a difference between the two. I think he's insane. I'm with you. But I'm at least explaining his desire to chase somebody around the globe here. I don't get it. I don't get why he picked Jason Eadie. I like folk music. I like bluegrass. I like that kind of stuff. But once you veer into what is squarely country, you'll lose me entirely. Once you're Blake Shelton or you're Dierks Bentley or you're somebody like that, I'm gone. I'm out.
I'm kind of with you. Now the NBA season is started with the exhibitions, but it gets going next Tuesday. And the big story right now is, where's Jimmy Butler going to end up?
Right.
He's still in Minnesota. He reported to practice today, and by all accounts, was a whirling dervish. he apparently took the bench players and scrimmaged the other starters, and Butler and the bench players wiped them out.
Uh-huh.
He apparently was yelling and screaming at team executives. Wants to be traded. The Timberwolves have said they're working on trying to trade him, but nothing's happened yet. obviously that franchise is a better team. That team's much better with Jimmy Butler. And the edge he could bring them, what do you do if you're the Timberwolves?
How are you, I mean, listen, reading the description of what happened and people's reactions to it, how can you not love Jimmy Butler, though?
He just was a madman, apparently.
Well, reading the descriptions, after punctuating the final victory at the end of practice, Butler marched out of the gym as though to emphasize he had proved his point. Coaches and players were largely speechless. When Tom Thibodeau is speechless, you've done something.
Yes.
Right? And he's got history, lots of history with Tibbs, right?
Yes, he does.
So, to me, he's the one that, if you're going to make people take a side, I'm on Jimmy Butler's side at this point. Because,
Absolutely.
Obviously, he came on to Minnesota with Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Jeff Teague. There were high hopes for that team. You're thinking that's all-stars. They're going to get somewhere. They're young, and they disappointed. Wiggins has regressed and is not developed at all. Towns is a guy, but Butler, I think, is frustrated because he's looking around going,
well, even with Tom Thibodeau, they don't, and we'll get back to discussion about this. We do have Dennis Dodd now from CBSSports.com, college football expert extraordinaire. So I want to ask you something about college basketball. You good with that?
Yeah. I've been talking about it a little bit.
I'll bet you have. And it's probably no surprise, this ongoing trial. We got serious issues in college athletics. And are they being exposed in a way now in this college basketball trial that's going to change any of the landscape?
I don't think it does. I mean, I was one of those at the beginning last September 2017 when all this hit, like, oh, the sky is falling down. We're finally seeing how the sausage is made. We've got the accused in this case making wild accusations against other schools while they're on trial, by the way. It's almost like the whataboutism. Yeah, we did this, but what about these schools? What about Kansas, Arizona, all these other Louisville? So you've got to understand the credibility of some of these people, which is not much. And I think at the end of the day, when all this is over, we're all done wringing our hands, the shoe companies are just going to – they're going to wait a while, but the runners are going to go further underground. They'll still pay guys. Football, it's a big problem. No one wants to admit. In basketball, it's the runners and the third parties. In football, it's really the boosters, and they've all devised a way to keep the money from being tracked. Remember how this even became a case. It was caught on a wiretap for some dude in an SEC case, and I'm talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission, not the Southeastern Conference. And they heard this being discussed, and the Southern District of New York lawyers went, we may have another case here. And if you remember the press conference, last September, it was kind of a grandstand theater. You know, we've got your playbook, all these visual aids and everything. Let's see what really comes of this.
Well, and my question would be, Dennis, is really what is the end result going to be in terms of actual physical, tangible changes that we will be able to notice? Is it all grandstanding theater?
I don't know. I mean, we had all these changes from the Rice Commission, you know, this hastily arranged commission, which came through with all these great recommendations. I read through the whole thing. I don't see anything in there, guys, that keeps Adidas from offering the family of Brian Bowen $100,000 and Brian Bowen's family or dad taking it. You know, if they want to do it, they're going to do it. You can have all the former lawyers on the infractions committee you want. If you don't catch them, you don't catch them, and they're willing to take that risk.
Dennis Dodd with us, CBSSports.com. Before we get to college football, one other question about this. It's amateurism in a battle with academics. I mean, the colleges have some academic integrity that they're trying to uphold. The NCAA certainly has bought into that. So if you just open this up, what are we saying about the academic integrity of these institutions? What I've beat my head against the wall for 40 years about this topic. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a good idea yet. Have you?
No, it's a academic integrity and academic fraud is a floating target for the NCAA conveniently applied for their purposes when it makes sense. They found a little-known codicil in the Faber bylaws that allowed North Carolina to get off. And I'm using a term from Animal House there if nobody got that. But, there was even a recommendation in the Rice Commission dropped in there out of nowhere. We're talking about all this wrongdoing. And there's a sentence in there that says, hey, NCAA, you might want to give us a permanent and hard and fast definition of what academic fraud is. You know, basically shaming them for the North Carolina decision. Well, there was none of that in the reforms that were recommended, adopted by the NCAA. Nothing, because they have no answer for that. They don't want to expose themselves to liability by saying this is absolutely academic fraud. Well, Bob, you and I know when I see it, when for 18 years kids are allowed to turn in a paragraph in an African-American studies class it doesn't meet, that kind of qualifies as academic fraud at North Carolina.
Yeah, it's obvious when you want to look for it, but in the climate we exist in today, I don't think very many people want to look for it. Dennis Dodd with us from CBSSports.com. Let's go to football. We've got Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, West Virginia, all unbeaten right now. Who's the second-best team in the country behind Alabama?
I think it's Ohio State. I've seen them in person, and they're really, really good. I think Dwayne Haskins can... Dwayne Haskins might be the best quarterback Ohio State's ever had. He happens to be playing in a year where we have Tua Tagovailoa and Kyler Murray, who are just spectacular in their own way. But this guy spins it really, really well. I wouldn't be surprised to see him the number one quarterback taken next spring. I think they're in, because the impediments there are not as severe as maybe some other schools. I think Clemson is at risk now by taking away the legs of Kelly Bryant. They now just have a drop back passer with Trevor Lawrence, as good as he is. Look, Notre Dame could throw a giant stink bomb in the whole thing by going 12-0 and taking away another Power 5 spot, or not. You know, I can envision a big stink if Notre Dame is in at 12-0 and Alabama, which has been number one all season, loses the championship game to Georgia by a field goal and gets left out.
I was just going to ask you about that possible scenario.
Yeah, I'm writing a story about it right now. I'm going through all the permutations. And what do you do with a 12-1 Texas that could have beaten five ranked teams in Oklahoma twice? How do you keep them out? An undefeated Ohio State, a Clemson at 13-0 winning a fourth straight ACC title. Where do you shoehorn in Notre Dame? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, we got a long way to go in the season, and these sayings often sort themselves out. But that is a fascinating scenario. Go ahead, Jamie. Yeah.
Well, Dennis, my question was going to be more Big 12 related, just because that's where we're at. And, of course, the conference has a way of knocking themselves out at this point. But you have West Virginia, number 6 at 5-0, and Texas, number 9, 5-1. Do either one of those, how many dominoes have to fall for one of those two to make it in?
Or Oklahoma.
Or even Oklahoma.
I think their best scenario right now, assuming West Virginia doesn't win the rest of their games. If West Virginia wins the rest of their games, then they're your team. I think Texas has the best path because their toughest games are behind them. They've got, I'm trying to think, October 27th, but November 3rd, they've got West Virginia at home. And that's their toughest game remaining. If they can get past that, it looks like they can finish 11-1 going into the championship game. And maybe a rematch with Oklahoma, which really would benefit the winner either way, because Oklahoma gets lost by a field goal in the Red River Shootout, and then Texas, if they win, would have a sweep over Oklahoma, a top five team twice. So if you don't believe West Virginia is going to win the rest of them, I think Texas probably sits in the best space.
Dennis Dodd with us. He writes about college football mostly for CBSSports.com. We talked about the Big 12. What's your thoughts on Kansas State and Bill Snyder? I really expected K-State to be a factor this year. I thought they had a chance to work themselves up into even contention for a Big 12 championship. Mm-hmm. It has certainly not turned out that way. What's first of all, what's gone wrong, and what do you think it means for the future of Bill Snyder?
Yeah, I just don't think he's very good. The yo-yoing of the quarterbacks didn't help. You know, that's a case of you either got one quarterback or no quarterbacks. And I know Skylar Thompson's kind of grabbed it now, but they're 2-4. This now has 4-8 written all over it. And if it does get that bad, who's going to be that person or person that taps Bill Snyder on the shoulder and says, Bill, you know, it's time? Because at some point you're hurting the program. And they, you know, there's a way they could finish 6-6 if you look at their remaining schedule, and they got a big one this week against Oklahoma State. Or they could win, you know, only twice more and finish 4-8, which would be, you know, a severe downturn for that program. But I guess my to sum it up, I think we are getting close to that point where, you know, that's going to happen. Somebody's going to have the discussion. And it's and look, it's not going to be Sean Snyder. We all know it's not going to be Sean Snyder. Still, if you know, he doesn't have the credibility of his own father even making him a coordinator. And you kind of have to be a coordinator on either side of the ball before you be a head coach. And by the way, did anybody see the special teams numbers from Saturday? They were bad. So that's falling apart. It just doesn't look very good at K-State right now.
All right. Well, we'll try to hook up with you as we go along. I can't wait to read your column about the potential of Notre Dame not making the college football playoffs as being unbeaten. That would be the biggest travesty. That would be the biggest controversy in American sports history. No, I'm kidding, but it'd be up there. Dennis, thanks for your time.
For them, it would be.
Yes, it would. See you later. Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com. Bob Lutz, Jamin Anderson with you. When we return, we'll talk a little bit more about the baseball playoffs. We'll touch on Jimmy Butler again. Maybe some more Big 12 talk. Movie Mike Purchase joins us at 5. He'll participate in our Top 10 Wednesday. Greatest all-time rock stars. Individual rock and roll stars. That's ahead on The Drive. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.